Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to
Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long. So glad that you are here for this Friday afternoon here in the States and all across the world, and into Saturday morning as we are joined from our guest and friend from New Zealand. This program, Jacob Dodds, is joining us, and we're going to find out all about Jacob and all about where we're going and different interesting things in the world. Definitely a momentous day of sorts here in the United States as a new president is sworn in. So here on January 20th, 2017, we're glad that you are joining us here live or in the archives. And just want to let you know that Journey into the Light is a spiritual radio show that's been on the air now for the past 9 years, over 4,000 shows, helping the listener, the caller. That's what the show is all about, is helping you, the listener. And we welcome you to click on the follow button located at the top left of the screen. This way you'll get updates of all the new and upcoming shows heading your way, as we have shows daily on Journey into the Light, anywhere from about 4 to 5 hours of radio here. So I'm going to go ahead now and let's go way, I guess you would say, down under, go to New Zealand, and let's welcome our friend, brother, and guest to the show, Jacob Dodds, to Journey into the Light. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you all again. Yeah, it's really great to be on the show again. You know, last week was the first week, and the intro felt it went really well, and nice to be back and getting into the next stage. I just wanted to share with the listeners that, you know, as much as I'm here sharing messages and insights and things, a lot of the things I'm saying, well, all the things I'm saying actually are for myself as well. You know, we're all on a journey, and wherever we're at in our journey, we have something to offer, and we're all teachers, we're all students of this journey. And so everything I say, I listen and reflect on myself, because each time we hear something or we offer something, we're dropping seeds and insights, and they can spark new possibilities, new ideas. And as I share this, you know, I get amazing growth from this journey of being a host. But I also feel I'm a listener as well, along with the journey with everyone who's listening. And yeah, just think it's a beautiful collaboration to come together whenever people can just share things. And hopefully I get some feedback about how people are feeling about what I'm sharing with them. And yeah, what obviously you're sharing as the host of Journey into the Light, Michael.
Well, great. I love it. I love the setup here. I love the free flowing of ideas and thoughts. And Jacob, I think it'd be good if you kind of let the new listeners know maybe a little bit about yourself, maybe what you do, like what people would also find at your website if they're going there.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So yeah, my journey's been quite a dramatic one in the sense of I came from a place of just society living ways and very non-spiritual, and experienced a lot of different things along the way, and there was some suffering in there, of course, and which brings growth, and through that I just started to explore ideas and different possibilities of healing modalities, and getting readings and things like that, and just different insights to what life is about, and looking at our outside circumstances and realizing that there's more beyond what we see in the outside circumstances. So what I offer is intuitive healing. You know, I do Reiki and oneness blessings and different modalities that I've experienced over the time and been initiated to. I teach Qigong. Yeah, I do life mentoring. I've worked with a lot of different special needs youth, and different people have come to me with different life situations, and just kind of offer what, you know, where they're at, listen to where they're at, what's going on for them, and feel into that, and just talk with them, and just see what's really the issue, the underlying issue, and what we can do about that. And there's just many tools, you know, we can just offer different tools about how to shift those things and how to see what we, who we truly are. And there's many modalities that are on offer, and just simply sharing and expressing just different things, bring up different ways of those coming forward. So on my website, I also offer, I've done a lot of timber joinery, photography, drawing, and things like that as well. So there's a mixture of things. I like to explore and dabble in different things, and I love the journey of creativity and exploration, expansion. And I just kind of feel like I'm just really open to lots of avenues. You know, last year I got really more so into channeling more light languages and toning and sounding and bringing in those vibrations to shift stuff as well. Really amazing, especially being in a group of people. They're all there and on my website, and www.lovebless.net. So yeah, that's a cover of it.
All right. Well, we got the link up there on the show page, and folks can go ahead and click on that and take them on over there while you're listening to the program. You won't lose the show at all. And Jacob, I know we talked in the screening room a little bit about there's a lot of things, of course, going around in the world right now. Very interesting times we live, I think. But you said was there some areas you wanted to talk about?
Yes. So what I wanted to share, like, there's something happening in New Zealand, and I know this is, I'm talking to America mostly, but the view of what I want to talk about covers a lot of different situations and wherever you are globally, really. But the example I use is something that's happening in New Zealand, whereas we have a large seismic blasting shift on our coastline at the moment for oil drilling. And of course, a lot of people aren't happy about that, and myself included. It's not ideal, and you know, we know it's detrimental to the environment, and you know, we care about our children's children and the future and everything, and it's not ideal. But I ask myself, like, okay, what is this symbolizing? Why is this the ship in our reality? What is it showing us? And I feel into, like, you know, my understanding is we're all connected. We're all one. You know, we live as one. And our outer world reflects our inner world as well, you know. So I think, okay, if you take those and think about what this message is, what it's showing us, and what I feel is, what do I put into my waters? You know, what am I putting into my body? Because that's damaging the body of and the waters of Earth, and it goes beyond that, because it's going to be down the track as well and harming people in the future. And so I say, okay, it's in my reality, it's there, you know, I'm not a part of it, I'm not driving the ship, or I don't, you know, I guess I support it in a way because I put oil into my car, but it seems like that's kind of a main choice that we have. So that's another aspect of it. But I go, okay, so there's this thing contaminating water. So if I look at myself and go, okay, I have a body, I'm here, infinite being in a human body, and this is my body that I've chosen to come to Earth in a human form. But I'm not only this body, you know, this is just the body, the human body. I'm also the body of the collective, the humanity, culture, race, gender, the cosmos, they're all they're all one, they're all interconnected. You know, everything resides within this body, but it also resides outside of this body, and we are all one. So if the ship is in my reality, my external reality, then there must be some contamination going on within my internal body. And what I look at is the feelings we have, you know, the feelings we have about ourselves, about other people, about what's going on. And it's not that I condone what's going on, but really those feelings are within us, and they've come from our own journey and our own experiences. And while we're still having those ill feelings and bad thoughts and judgments and resistance to things and not, yeah, just not seeing them from a place of infiniteness and the essence of what we are, love, which, you know, it's easier to talk about than to be it. But if we can look at, okay, what am I doing? You know, what's my role in this? How can I change the outer world? Well, I change it through the inner world, what I'm putting into my waters and what's going on for me. And, you know, where am I putting my energy? What do I focus on? What do I talk about a lot? And while we're, you know, I really feel while we're doing all these things that are like mostly judgments and things like that of different situations, then we're putting contamination into our waters, in our inner world. We're harming ourselves, and we're often judging ourselves because we have been conditioned, and we've got all these conditions that we need to work through and shift. And so while they're there, of course, these kind of things are going to appear in our outer world. So I just feel that these things in our outer circumstances really can show us and things that are going on within us. And it's, you know, it's not about, you know, for me, I feel I don't agree with what's going on, but while I'm pointing the finger at them and judging them, I'm judging myself, and I'm contaminating my water, and therefore I'm creating the possibility of them being in our reality.
Yeah, I can so relate to that, because being here in the state of Oklahoma, here in the States, we've been experiencing a lot of the oil fracking that has caused great harm to the state, so much so that this state of Oklahoma that I have lived for the past 30 years, we had zero earthquakes, but the fracking started, oil fracking, about 5, 6, 7 years ago, and our state went from zero earthquakes to having the most earthquakes of any state, including California, here in the United States. So it's been a huge problem, and it's shown when you mess with Mother Nature, with the earth, what damage you cause. And we're seeing that worldwide. We had as big as an earthquake as a 5.8 just a couple months ago, which is unbelievable for a state like Oklahoma. So I could so, you know, connect to what you're saying.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, we can just ask, okay, what's happening? What has created that? And we can see that the fracking on the external is the reason for that happening. You know, like it's affected the dynamics of Earth, and the Earth is shaking. Or just calling to us, saying, okay, you know, I don't feel the earth has a judgment of what we do to her. You know, she's an amazing being, and but she doesn't have an ego like humans do, and fear-based stuff. You know, the earth is seen through many different situations. You know, ice ages, it's more about species will get wiped out. I really feel the earth will continue, and sure, I don't want to damage the earth, and I do my best and what I can to to live in a healthy environment and care for the planet and the well-being of others. But, well, yeah, again, it's like, what's created that? You know, we've moved in these systems, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of control and say in the systems we live in. And, you know, they force a lot of stuff on us that people who are more aware wouldn't be doing. But we're all connected. We're all part of the whole, and we have many lifetimes. And what have we done in other lifetimes we're not aware of? And you know, maybe we're a part of that journey. So for me, it's like looking at those situations and finding a place where we detach from the outer circumstances and show those people love and compassion. Because for me, really, that is the essence of what we are, is love and compassion. And to create change is to be love, not to show love, not to have love, but to be the vibration of love for all aspects and all areas of life, whatever's going on, all people. You know, we talk about the future and we talk about our children's children and that. Now, if one of our child fell over and was hurt, we would pick them up. You know, we would show them love. We're all brothers and sisters. And these people that are doing these things, I feel, are our brothers and sisters. And they've fallen over in the sense that they've disconnected to their true essence. They've lost who they are and what they're about as an infinite being, as a human being. And those of us who have awareness and have worked on ourselves and seen a different possibility or just are so aware can help these people by shining our light on them and helping them to find that little flicker that of light that can just come through for them. And, you know, I have seen it in different areas where people, you know, like working for Doc here, you know, that which is working with the environment and the national parks, and, you know, we're the only country that I believe is still doing it. And there's a lot of argument about, you know, the to's and fro's of both sides of yes, it's good, no, it's not good, and things like that. And, you know, I have heard of stories that people who are working for Doc who are dropping it feeling that it's good. It's something that needs to happen because the possums kill off the native birds and so forth and things like that, and they've got out of hand, so we need it. But then someone has brought in a different awareness for them, and they've looked at, okay, actually, no, that doesn't feel okay, and they've gone and resigned from Doc. And again, it's not like judging or being angry at these people at what they're doing, because often they're just lost, you know, they've lost their light. They're living in a world that we're all part of, we're all living within it. And the more we can be within the light that shines within us, the more opportunity we offer others to find that light. And that, you know, for me, that's what I really feel. It's like we see it outside circumstances, but to see that there's something else beyond that, and it's showing us ways of, okay, there's even more reason for us to be in love and compassion for ourselves foremost. And the more that we can be in love and compassion for ourselves, we can do that for others.
Yeah, I so agree. It's just the world. I think, sometimes we can really get frustrated at the slowness of the world's changing into something more loving and positive, as you say, instead of greed. And because I think that's what it comes down to. It is, you know, when you see things like the oil fracking, and it's just greed. And, you know, I read, sometimes, and I share Pete Folks' deathbed stories and how on their last days and what they look back on, and including some of the most successful people in the world and what they have said in their last days and how remarkable you know, they look at things and they say, you know, my life, I focused on the wrong things. I focused on money and succeeding instead of friends and family and sharing love. And because in the end, that's what's most important. And as if we could find that answer of love and connecting earlier in our lives, you know, more for the better. I know I myself have changed so much from what I, you know, the young adult I was and in my 20s. But a lot of that, like everybody else, is structured when we are kids and what kind of lives we have. And that's probably something we can definitely get into on future shows, you know, the structure of where we come from and how that, a lot of ways begins our structure, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we have to stay there. You know, as I always say, our past doesn't define our future. So that's so true, I think.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I feel like what you're talking about, the children, I feel there is a lot of children coming through now that have an amazing awareness. I mean, we all are very aware when we first come through, I believe, and just through the conditionings, we forget who we are, you know, and all that. But you know, the more people are doing the kind of things that assist the awakening of others, and there is so many people out there doing so many amazing things, the more we just do that for ourselves, you know, anything that we do, we give invitation for others to do. We give permission for others to be that very thing. So the more we talk about something, then that's what we're creating, whatever it is we're talking about. So sure, it's not to deny the problems, but we can talk about the problems and then we talk about solutions or other possibilities. You know, we keep feeding ourselves, we keep feeding our light and feeding one another and patting people on the back and saying, you're awesome, you're beautiful, you're amazing, I love you, and just keep generating that energy and you know, and just really look at what is happening in the world. You know, I think we're in an amazing place and we are so supported, and the invitation is there for us. And, you know, we can easily do get caught in our outside circumstances, for sure, you know. But the important thing is wherever we're operating from is to not give ourselves a hard time as well when we have a realization, go, oh, I have been talking about this problem a lot, and I've been saying it to a lot of people, and maybe I'm holding that problem in reality a lot more than actually shifting it from being another possibility. And when we realize these things, to not beat ourselves up, you know, to just go, okay, you know, that's what I've been doing, and now I choose something else. You know, whenever we find things that within ourselves that are harmful, because, you know, we have had such a challenging journey, a lot of it, it's just still be okay with that, you know, to just be okay with yourself and what's going on, and then just go, okay, I choose to do something else, or, oh, I just caught myself thinking that way, oh, no, that's fine, okay, it's all good, you know, there's no wrongness or rightness, they're all just experiences and just stuff that are going on, and you know, we can just look at things in a loving way, and it's not about turning everything into light as such, because, you know, our shadow side shows us a lot about amazing things as well, but it's just to be okay with it all. And yeah, we can talk about that a lot more as well. I guess we've got to wrap
right. up. Yeah, it goes by so quickly. So once again, Jacob, your website, how people can find you?
www.lovebless.net.
Okay, very good. Well, Jacob, always enjoyed this very much. Enjoy our conversations, and we'll pick it back up next Friday, Saturday morning, your time. So have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. You too. And thank you for listening, everyone, and go well. Go well.
Okay, take care, my brother Jacob, and everybody. We'll be continuing on a journey in the light. Now, everybody, call back in to pick up the next show, okay? So call back in. We'll pick up on the next show here in 10 seconds. Thank you, everybody.